Well, we are opening up our inbox and we have Counselor Rob Jackson back here to answer this week's question. Hey, Rob.
Hi there, Lisa.
Good to have you.
Thank you.
All right. Another relationship question for you coming around this time. Our listener says, I met a man last year, a bit older than me, lives about an hour away, recently divorced. I thought it was just friendly, but he started messaging me over Facebook a lot over the course of 5 months. Sometimes he was messaging me every day for a week. I wasn't 100% sure he was interested, but I noticed when I messaged him, he would always reply back within a minute. We met up for coffee and breakfast a couple times, and at our last meeting, I realized that he had walked away from the Lord and I needed to distance myself. I didn't hear from him for 4 months, which was good as I was online dating for a bit, but he's recently started getting back into contact with me. He sends me messages a couple times a week and told me that we need to have coffee again. How do I guard myself from dating a non-Christian? He's a clever guy and I do love talking to him, so it's tough.
Yeah, I bet it is. There are several things I hear in this question, though. First of all, he's recently divorced. And so with great compassion, it's just to emphasize it takes time to get over the loss of a marriage, or it should. And so as a counselor, I'm always encouraging at least 18 months for a minimum recovery. And I'd like to say 3 to 5 years, even though that's not always seemingly, you know, possible. But nevertheless, that concerns me a bit, recently divorced. And then she said he's messaging me over Facebook a lot. Okay, so I hear a bit of a compulsion there. Maybe a frequency that's outside the bounds of just a casual relationship. It's been going on for 5 months. And so if she's got concerns, there's been this growing concern for 5 months where she might have been setting some boundaries in place to even see how he might respond. And a boundary is not so much telling a person what he or she is going to do, but rather how I'm going to respond. You know, the boundaries for me. It's kind of like from the scripture, how I'm going to guard my heart. You know, so that's the importance of a boundary. She mentions he always or typically replies back within a minute. It kind of makes me think, wow, I mean, how did this guy do that?
Yeah.
He's sitting on this phone with, you know, this compulsion.
Yeah.
What's he doing for a life? I hear some discernment. She said, I realized that he had walked away from the Lord and I needed to distance myself. So I think the Holy Spirit gives us that kind of discernment. I think that's fantastic. But then we hear he kind of, can I say, ropes her back in. He begins to, you know, text and so forth one more time. And she's saying, you know, how do I guard myself from dating a non-Christian? My grandmother, bless her heart, I was 5, I think, and she began to say, Rob, you never want to date anybody you wouldn't want to marry. This dear woman born in 1899 has advice that's still relevant for us here in 2019. So if you find that he's a non-Christian and the Lord is the love of your life, then yeah, that boundary is very important to maintain. Because the scripture warns us against being unequally yoked in marriage. So I appreciate this person's challenge, but I would encourage her to state her boundary, and she has. I'd encourage her to act consistently on the boundary, act consistently with behaviors. I'd encourage her to get some accountability with 2 or 3 other young women and then remain dependent on the Holy Spirit for wisdom.
Absolutely. And I do like how she was so honest about just saying, you know, he's a clever guy and I love talking to him, because I have been there, done that. I used to get, you know, in my seasons of online dating, I would get into these just circuitous conversations with guys where I was trying to share the gospel with them. And I thought, you know, we were all bantery and it was very fun and very, you know, you feel like you're getting attention again, too. So I think your advice to her, just to know, you know, her priorities and know her value, and that she doesn't, she knows what's right in her head, and she stated it herself, and that guidance and reliance upon the Holy Spirit is huge in that. So thanks so much.
You bet.
Well, folks, that is it for this week's show. We would love for you, if you love the show especially, to leave a review of the show on Apple Podcast. That is where people find out about us, quite frankly, and it gives people a little taste of what you think of the show. And if you have anything specific about the show that you love, leave a review there, and others will hopefully be able to read it and say, hey, I want to give this show a try, as you did at one point in your own journey. So we love you. you, and we're so grateful for our fans out there. You are part of our family. So, and because we're a family, we will see you again. In fact, I will see you again next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.